Joining me live in studio today is Jerry Greenfield, Lincoln County Treasurer, and also Brad Barham, who's the founder and president of TriSite, both live in studio today. Hey, Jerry, Brad, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
I appreciate you making the drive from South Lincoln County up into Star Valley today. Hopefully it was not too bad.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, appreciate you being in studio today. Want to learn more about TriSite? And Brad, you and some of your organization's members were in South Lincoln at the public meeting not long ago. And during that meeting, I learned of Jerry's role in the whole creation of this thing. I had no idea. So Jerry, let's start with you. And of course, going back a couple of years, and the Lincoln County picture, specifically South Lincoln County, was looking a little bleak. And you had learned about coal products. Tell us how this all came about as a way to kind of help with what looked like it was going to happen at that time.
Well, it was more of an act of desperation when we sat down with the county commissioners and looked at the projections for the future for Lincoln County. It looked pretty bleak. And that's when we decided there had to be something else that we could do with coal. So we ended up meeting, or I ended up meeting with Gay Wynn down at Provo, Utah, and some other scientists. There was a big table of people, and we just talked about what the problem was with Lincoln County and where we would be. I expressed the concern that maybe Kimmer was going to be like another ghost town with a county seat, and that's something we didn't want, and mineral severance tax going away. We just needed to figure out something to do with coal, and this group pulled together and figured out what we could do. It took a couple of steps before we finally got there, but Brad finally stepped up to the table and said, fine, I'm going to lead this group. Let's make this work, and started talking with the other scientists and come up with some great ideas. And from then to this point, it's been nothing but a fantastic ride.
And this is all pre-nuclear announcement, right? I mean, this is all before that even took place.
Oh, yes. If the nuclear had been here, you know, it would have been a little different story. We wouldn't have been quite so desperate. But anyway, it's proved out to be exactly what we hope to be, and that's coal can be used for other things other than burning. The worst thing you can do with coal is burn it. Well, the best thing we can do is take the minerals and do something with it.
You know, Brad, during the meeting, a public meeting in Kemmer, you mentioned that this was TriSite was created for Kemmer. I mean, it really from the ground up. It's not like you're doing this elsewhere and bringing it in. I mean, you're creating this all for this based off of Jerry and that group of people that got together.
Yes, we are. In fact, it's kind of a rare genesis. Jerry is the genesis of TriSite. And we engaged with the county, not as a technology company, not as, hey, we have a solution for you, but rather a strategic partner who would go out and find solutions. And as Jerry said, we were already attached to one technology we're still using today, but I even shared with the county as well as the governor that we're going to be on a continual search for technologies around the world that we're bringing here that can convert coal in a very eco-friendly way into alternate uses. And it's been exciting. We've got some really cool stuff, even something that can convert CO2 into potable and drinkable living water.
Wow.
We can convert coal into carbons. My favorite, as I shared that night, is we can convert coal into what's called humic fulvic acids. It returns to the soils of the earth, the soil that was there before mankind existed. So it's fun stuff.
Very cool. So what is the basis of TriSite then? Obviously is coal to products. And mm-hmm. So what's your first product that you're planning to do when
Our
you guys go?
Very first product is from a technology we actually found in northern Wyoming that can pull humic and fulvic acids. And those are basically the same magic sauce that nature uses to generate new life. And if you think about what coal is, it's millions of years of layers of soil with all sorts of minerals and elements. We put those back into the soil. So it's an agricultural product that's a soil enrichment product. And we've already done studies. We've met with a number of customers. And just magic happens when you put this stuff in the soil.
So soil enrichment, are you talking like a fertilizer then?
Yeah, technically it's in that industry, but it's not a fertilizer. It's a supplement. Like when you take extra vitamins for your body, it's like that. But we actually put back into the soils minerals and elements that existed before humans existed.
Okay.
And so all the stuff we stripped out of the soils, we returned back to the soils.
I see. So is it an ag-based product or would it be commercial use?
We'll do it in the beginning retail, but we will go is absolutely commercial as well.
Okay.
Step by step.
In studio this morning, Jerry Greenfield, Lincoln County Treasurer, and Brad Barham, the founder and president of TriSite. So, Brad, tell us your timeline, where things are at currently, and when you hope to be putting out this product.
We've already got a product. It's already in market. It's up in northern Wyoming. This next year, we're recalibrating the technology to work with Chemical. We've already done analysis, and the inventor's more excited about the Chemical than the stuff he's getting right now. It's kind of like fine wine. You know, a lot of other people use what's called Leonardite. It's a softer coal. It's easier to get out of, but the sub-bituminous coal has much, much more mineral content. In fact, we asked Shane Durgan one time if he knew the content of his carbon and stuff in the coal, and of course he wasn't, you know, BTUs, what they think about. The coal right here in Cameron, Wyoming has over 60% carbon, which is fantastic. You know, but next year we'll be in market with the what we call a soil product. We're also starting, believe it or not, a skincare product and a body care product. That's in the year after.
So it looks like things are full bore ahead then, is what it sounds
full
like.
Full bore. No turning back.
As far as impact to the Kemmer community, obviously people are thinking jobs and, mm-hmm. and what kind of impact that would have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first year or two is reconfiguring this technology. Next year, we probably won't hire more than about 50 people. But in phase one, we're growing to 325 new employees. Once we go full build, it's going to cross over 1,000 employees
when
we get full build.
Wow, and those are probably all good paying jobs.
Yeah, they are.
I'm assuming,
in
fact, the coal industry.
Yeah, just as I've managed a number of companies, I believe, you know, you pay the best and you give good benefits without question. Employees are your number one asset in any company, and we want them to be richly rewarded and honored for all that they do.
So, your facility, is it going to be located next to the mine? Is that where it will be?
We've already broken ground. Winter just hit us though, but it's mile and a half from the distribution center of the mine, iSite. It's a beautiful location. In our partnership with the county, they identified 136 acres that are now tri-sites, and that's our primary factory. We also have a location up in northern Wyoming that's a testing and research center. That's where the current organic technology is.
Jerry, of course, not just the impact jobs-wise and to have this type of industry really starting in Lincoln County, but I mean, from a treasurer standpoint, you mentioned the tax base to South Lincoln County and the county as a whole. That's got to be huge.
Oh, it will be. And when you look at the way that mineral severance tax works with coal right now, it's based on a tonnage basis, and they burn it. And as you know, coal per ton is like, what, 50, 60 bucks a ton, whatever. We're working on with the Senate, started with Dan Dockstetter, talking about how we can change this whole mineral severance tax process from burning of coal to products of coal. That would generate a lot more revenue, and it would be fantastic for the county and the state.
That being said, the county's not getting away from the burning of coal, right? Still trying to do everything to keep that part of the equation.
Hey, we want to keep both ends burning, everything we can do, whether it's burning of the coal or turning it to minerals. Whatever we can do, we'll do it.
As do we.
Absolutely.
I don't think we're ever getting rid of coal as a source of fuel.
Well, that's what people want to hear, in this part of the world. So, Jerry Greenfield, Lincoln County Treasurer in studio, Brad Barham, founder and president of TriSite. Anything we missed, Brad, about TriSite that you'd like to mention?
You'll be seeing billboards down the road. You know, we have a little cute catchphrase called the new face of coal, and we're not just looking at our own company, but we're aggressively going to be pursuing other, we call it coal tech companies, that are coal tech and life sciences wrapped into one, to bring them to the county. So we're hoping to have not just one tri-site, but three companies just like us on our site to really grow this thing and help the world see the true value of coal.
And as you continue to grow, Kemmer remains kind of the focal point?
Kemmer, and we're up in near Billings, up in northern Wyoming. We'll have two separate locations.
Excellent. Jerry, anything else we missed that you wanted to touch on?
I would just like to point out that Brad is a very astute individual. He's done all kinds of work in his past with Silicon Valley. This isn't just a flash in the pan. This is a company that's going to happen.
Looking forward to it. And it sounds like as we mentioned, all full steam ahead then.
That's exciting.
You bet.
Perfect. Jerry Greenfield, Lincoln County Treasurer and Studio, Brad Barham, founder and president of TriSite. If anyone has any questions, Brad, I know you mentioned the website is in the works and coming. That's still...
Yeah, we haven't needed one yet, but now we do. So we actually hired a fantastic marketing firm. You'll be seeing a lot of materials coming out with us. We've kind of stayed under the radar on purpose.
Sure, but...
That'll
be coming fast, right? Perfect. Well, again, appreciate you both being in studio today.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.